Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 14th of July. And from Radio Info's On This Day section, I see Aussie actress Deborah Mailman and radio man John Blackman are sharing a birthday. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. The last 4 months have punched a mighty big hole in the bucket of Australian production. Despite their budget freeze, the ABC has kicked off a $5 million fresh start fund to try to get Australian creatives working again. While much of it will go to television production, there'll still be a healthy share left for radio. ABC Classic and ABC Jazz will bring 25 new Australian works to audiences over the next 12 months. Triple J Unearthed will give grants to 16 emerging Australian artists. More than 30 specialist audio projects will be funded, including podcasts and some radio drama. In all, the ABC received more than 4,000 applications for Fresh Start funding from Australian producers. If you're running an Apple TV as your media centre, you'll now be able to get the iHeartRadio app to play live radio and podcasts. Listeners will be able to stream thousands of radio stations from across the globe, as well as any of the podcasts that are hosted on the service. When you find yourself in the kinds of circumstances that we all have this year, to survive and hopefully prosper, you really have to start thinking out of the box. That's what the sales and promotion guys have been doing at Hit 105 in Brisbane. The station has partnered with the scenic Rim region to host virtual cooking classes that they've called Quarantine Cuisine. It's all part of the Shop Local campaign that's taken over SCA network stations across the country. The annual Andrew Ollie lecture has been cancelled this year. ABC management said the lecture had been scheduled for Sydney in mid-November, but the risks created by COVID-19 had seen it cancelled. An announcement will be made next year as to who will deliver the 2021 lecture. And Nine Radio is focusing heavily on Queensland right now. Ray Hadley is about to start broadcasting from new studios in Cavill Avenue, Surface Paradise. The new studio is close to Hadley's main beach apartment and was purpose-built by Nine so Hadley could broadcast his morning show on 2GB and 4BC at least once a month from the Sunshine State. And Olympia Kwiatkowski is heading up Nine's new Queensland Traffic Division and will present traffic reports live on 4BC and 4BH every morning. The UK government has backtracked on shutting down all analogue radio stations over the next few years, instead extending their licence expiry dates by 10 years. Initially, it was planned to convert all AM and FM radio stations to DAB Plus by 2022, but the uptake in digital listeners has not been strong enough to warrant shutting down existing analogue stations. Right now, 58% of British radio listeners tune in on DAB+, but a mandatory conversion would have left many people without access to radio. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.